West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome into Auto Talk Radio. We're talking about cars today, Brendan. There's no question about it.
My favorite.
Is this your favorite show?
Definitely.
I'm going to let Dave know that.
Because he won't argue. He'll say, yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah, that's probably right. That's probably right. We like good old Dave anyway.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So, very interesting feller there, for sure.
Interesting
feller. He always swings by my office on Friday, so it's like coffee with Dave or something. I don't know. He doesn't drink coffee, though, thank goodness. At least not with me. So, he's got enough energy already to, I'm not sure he needs the caffeine intake. So, it's one of those things. Are you clicking buttons over there?
I am.
I heard you in the studio.
I can turn off my microphone here.
Yeah, you're fine. Clicking buttons, turning dials, doing everything fun for sure.
All that fun stuff, yeah.
Yep. Hey, you know what we didn't do last week? I remembered after I left the studio, we didn't look up any car shows to see
if they were in L.A. last week.
Oh, were they?
Right now, I'm looking up for this weekend
to see if there's anything going on.
Yeah, exactly.
This wonderful... wonderful Saturday that we're spending talking about cars this morning. Good stuff. But we are talking kind of the segment today. I wrote and I wanted to talk a bit about the best safety features in 2024 that we've seen in cars, some of the best things going on. And I was thinking about this as I was putting this together. Standard things that now are on almost every car, vehicle avoidance that, you know, you in your rear view side view mirrors, it turns on a little light whenever a car is coming up on you or, you know, in your blind spot or whatever. What a great idea, right?
Right.
So, but almost every car comes standard with that. Backup cameras now are all standard on cars so that you don't run over people behind you, etc., you know, stuff like that. So, and there's quite a few other things, some of the coolest stuff that we're going to talk about are the tracking headlights. So as you turn, the headlights turn so you can see where you're going, you know?
Nice.
Super cool. Super cool. Going to be awesome to fix when one breaks, but, you know, whatever. I'm just kidding. Everything's repairable. But I'll tell you what, some of this new stuff is expensive, but that's just the way it is. So what are you going to do? How's things going with your cars, Brendan?
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. I got that. What is it? The overhead brake light, I think is what they called
it. Fixed.
I finally got that fixed. It was actually an easier fix than I expected it to
there
be.
You
so,
go.
Yeah. But no, I got that fixed and all the cars are running smoothly. The one thing I forgot to mention to you, usually you have a sticker on the top left of the corner of when my next oil changes.
Yes.
There was no sticker in my car, I just realized, this week.
I'm going to yell at them?
No, you don't. You don't have to. I could just call them. They have the records.
Yeah, also get an email from us, too.
That's right. I had it the last time. Exactly. So I'll just be paying attention to that and everything. So maybe it's also a more green way to do it, too, possibly. It's just doing it that way.
And those static stickers aren't really killing the environment. They're pretty small.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But they're supposed to. Something probably happened. I mean, I'd like to say we're perfect all the time, but not you know, little things like that. It probably was on the paperwork and he got busy doing something else on your car and he didn't put the sticker on the
window. I'll tell you what, it's not going to make or break me for choosing your shop. I promise. I love your shop so much and those people are super nice. So don't yell at them too much, honestly.
No, I'm not going to yell at them.
Okay, good.
I'm just going to say, you know what Brendan said? you were out in El Cajon, weren't you?
That's correct. Yeah. That's where I usually go.
Yeah, I know. You live out that direction, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I live in East County area.
Yep,
so
there you go. That makes it very convenient for you.
That's very convenient.
Yep. So there you go. There you go. Is your other job out there too?
Yes, it is. Oh, yep, okay. Out in the East County area. Gotcha. Yeah.
I know we all think Brendan's probably doing this 7/24, but this is Brendan's second job. He's got two jobs.
it's so true, by the way. It's so true. I have so many people that come to me like, wait, there's a body with the voice? What is this?
And we thought we just had kept you in the studio like in a box. It's like a monster in a box, right?
Yep.
All good stuff. But no, we appreciate, I appreciate the comments you make about the facility, and it's just truly real life experience with us. But just so you know, we appreciate the job that you do here. So it's very important to, without you, we wouldn't have Auto Talk Radio because nobody'd be flipping the switches and turning the dials. Because I sure as heck don't know how to do that stuff inside there.
It gets complicated, that's for sure. So.
Yep. I had an interesting experience talking about being certified in things and quality that we do at ASE. I always keep all my ASE certifications. I'm a master certified technician with diesel certification and L1, which is called advanced certification for advanced diagnostics, and also service writer certification. I have that gentleman last week that has moved out to Florida that was a client of ours. We mentioned that last week. That he didn't know that service writers could get a certification for service writing, which is basically just a test to, you know, what is the right ways to take care of clients, things like that, you know, for the front of the shop. It's a concept that I often talk to people, and people are like, well, the technician I spoke with, most people don't know that the people in the front are not technicians. They're very good at putting all the information down for our technicians. They understand what you're talking about, but they're not the people that work on your car. Then all that information that gets put in the work order, that's why it's so important to get the right information in the work order, goes to the technician, and from that, he reads it, determines how he's going to go about replicating your concern. That way he can get a good diagnosis and turn in what the car needs to get it fixed.
Absolutely.
So it's quite a process.
Yeah.
So.
But necessary,
nevertheless. A very necessary process. Yes. We want to make sure we get all the information so we can get to the tech and he can do his diagnosis properly. Mm-hmm. For sure, 100%. So, in last week we were talking about how much it means to be AAA approved and things like that. But the best money spent on any repair, and I'll say it over and over again, is the money spent on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly.
But there's never more truer words than those.
I'm not kidding. It's super important. I mean, you know, when I think about it, if you don't get the car diagnosed properly, none of the repair is going to go well.
Right. Going back to my personal experience with the Chevy Sonic, I kept having those valve issues over and over, and I kept going to that other repair facility. And they did offer a warranty for sure, so they would fix it every time. But still, it just never fixed the issue until I went to your shop. And then the issue was finally fixed mm-hmm. through the correct way. And I did have to keep going over and over and over, you know. So it's just quite annoying. So.
Well, not only annoying, but it costs you money in the long run.
It's true.
It's wasted money. So that's why I always tell people, like, okay. And you mentioned in a show one time about never go for free diagnosis.
Yes. Last week I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the phrase I said? There is no free lunch.
The words never rang truer there's no free lunch or
there's
something.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There you go. So, and that's probably true. Nothing's, yeah. Yeah. But you want to stay away from, obviously, those issues. And we did discuss also the fact that if it is free, it's hidden somewhere usually. So
absolutely,
you do the repair. But how much quality time is a professional going to put in? So most likely if it's free, it's not a professional diagnosing your car.
It's true.
A professional going to put in to diagnose your car? And how much money is wasted when that goes wrong because they just threw a dart at a dartboard? They have all these different alternator upper left corner. Boom. Oh, you need an alternator.
But there's clunking in the engine. Why are you going to my tire? It has nothing to do with what I'm hearing.
Well, I threw it a dart and it said tires. So,
yeah.
Yep. You need to... misdiagnosis can cost you a ton of money in the long run. So that is the point that I'm trying to make. Getting your vehicle diagnosed properly the first time, then you don't have to deal with this stuff, right?
Absolutely.
So it's a good way to go. 100%.
I just got the car shows, if you want me to quickly
say. Sure, why don't you ramble them down real quick?
All right, so for the 18th today, we got two of them. One's going to be in Huntington Beach at 1 p.m. today.
That's a bit of a drive.
It is a little bit, but it is still pretty close.
What's it about?
Cruising to Freedom Car Show, and this is being run by Slave to Nothing Foundation. It was a foundation started in 2016. Since then, they have raised $10 million to support organizations to stop human trafficking.
That's a good organization.
Absolutely. So, again, that one is at Huntington Beach. Specifically, it's at PCH and Huntington Street in intersections
Pacific
for that car
Coast
show.
Highway.
That's
always
right.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Next up, one last one in LA I will mention because it is still sort of close. It's up in Anaheim, and it is Pickups Limited Orange County, which is a nonprofit corporated 501c3 organization. It is the last Jeff's Fun Run, and all the profits go to do some charity work for you guys. So another good reason to go see a car show.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the San Diego Automotive Museum is having their Cars and Coffee tomorrow at 7:30 to 9:30 in their parking lot. So a great cause. And lastly, Monday, January 20th, over at Pechanga Arena, they are going to have the San Diego Auto Shop, Auto Swap and Car Show. And all the proceeds to that will help Cruising for Causes. That's another great organization.
What do they do? Cruising for Causes.
Cruising for Causes specifically has to do with, I want to say, breast cancer awareness.
Okay.
or breast cancer, but I will double check that. But I remember Dave Stahl has interviewed them quite a bit.
Oh, very
every
cool.
Year, so
okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's a great cause. Obviously, anything we can do to prevent cancer, no matter what kind of cancer it is.
For sure, for sure.
We want to eradicate that out of this world.
And the person that does this event every year benefits the Emilio Nares Foundation, a local nonprofit organization that provides free transportation services to help children battling cancer and their families.
Oh, cool.
So that's what it's specifically for.
Okay.
There's a local DJ that hosts this event. He's on another station, but Xavier the X-Man, he's on a hip classic hip hop station.
Okay.
Here, so
that's why I don't know who it is.
Exactly. But he hosts this event every year. It's coming up again. This time it's on Monday, January 20th. That event is from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. So show up and have some fun. And
those are all good causes. There's a lot in a lot of you radio folk actually do different causes throughout the year, you know, that are really great things.
Absolutely.
We're involved in the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, which is done by one channel. Then there's it also did a big thing this year for St. Jude's Children's Hospital, which
yes.
helps children with cancer. Really,
mm-hmm.
really important. I did a cool thing on the Radiothon, and I won't mention the station, but anyway, they do it every year. They do their Radiothon for St. Jude's,
mm-hmm.
and I called in and pledged up to $5,000 if somebody would up to that matching within the hour for the
yeah.
hour. Yeah, and they
That's
raised
amazing.
Like seven people donated like $7,500. So we the West Automotive Group donated $5,000 towards
very,
it.
Very cool.
So
there.
We put together like $13,500 in 1 hour towards St. Jude's. And what a great cause.
Absolutely.
You know, just like the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station.
Same thing happens for Rady's Children's Hospital as well. So.
They do that on some station,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Too. Yeah.
Yeah,
great causes though.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Do you guys do any radiothon thing here? We might have to start one. If not, I'm going to make it the West Automotive Group radiothon.
I would not mind that for a second. We did one. I want to say it was either last year or 2 years ago, and we raised a good amount. It was about I would say $10,000, and it was all for just one weekend, mind you, too. So that was a really nice cause. It was to help again with the human trafficking situation. There was an organization that was sponsoring the entire weekend.
Okay.
And they would do live broadcasts in between our commercials.
Okay.
To help promote radiothons and stuff like that. So that was a
very
really
cool.
really good cause.
Very cool. Yep, good stuff. So And today, like I said, we're talking about CarWise, the best safety features. I know we were kind of got off there a little bit talking about great foundations and things to do, but all great causes. So and reasons that to be involved, which they have nothing to do with cars, but still good stuff. That's pretty much for the car shows, I presume.
That's it. Yes. Right. Just good, those four. So good rundown. Go check them out for sure.
Yeah. If you got some time and you want to go, car shows are always fun.
Besides
that, you get your steps in too. So put your, put your Fitbit on. You get to walk around, look at all the cars.
Yes.
It's always really good stuff to look at all different car shows. So usually they have all kinds of things as far as that goes.
So one thing that I personally like most when it comes to new safety features in cars are specifically the I forgot what you call it, but basically you're driving in cruise control and yet you can the car will actually make an equal distance apart to make sure that you're so many car lengths of what you're driving.
Part of the collision avoidance.
Yeah, I really really like that. At first it's very jolting.
It'll break for you if you get too close.
Exactly,
huh?
Yeah. At first it's very jolting at first, uh-huh. But over time you get used to it and you actually start to appreciate it more because you're definitely adding a lot more safety into your driving for that matter. So and it's very intuitive. I mean, there was a car braking in front of me and I was like, I'm just going to test this out to see. And sure enough, it's braking for me. That's really awesome. Now, obviously, I stepped on the brake eventually too to make sure I'm extra safe on that. But again,
Foot's hovering over the brake pedal.
It reminds me of when I have to teach Russell one day how to drive. I'm going to have my foot over that one brake pedal. I'm like, oh, slow down.
The only time that I see I was in a Uber the other day and it was a your favorite T word.
Well,
a lot of those are Ubers. I don't know why. I guess they probably do good for that. I mean, if you have solar at your house, you plug it in, you're an Uber driver, you're making nothing but money then pretty much, right?
Yes.
It's just a wear and tear on the car. So, yeah, you don't got to put gas in it or anything, you know, so there you go. But the collision avoidance, if you drive in the fast lane, which is close to the moving barrier that's on the 15 carpool, those things get really angry because there's not a white line for it to follow over there. And then it keeps picking up that barrier thinking you're going to run into it. So it keeps jerking the car to the right away from the barrier, which is interesting. So you got to turn it off if you're going to drive close to the barrier.
Very true.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this personally yet, but they have now traffic signs. In the newer vehicles, they have traffic sign recognitions.
Oh yeah,
yes.
On the screen, you mean?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I've never seen that.
You never
personally
saw that before?
No, I actually like that too. Again, another great safety feature I think that's been added to newer vehicles this year. I think every single year I feel more and more confident in my safety in certain vehicles for sure. Every single
year.
They
work very hard. We've come a long way. There's no question about it sure.
Yes, absolutely. From a Model T to what we have now.
Well, yeah. And what I was going to say, if you're driving 1970s cars right now, I know people will say, well, steel and everything. But the safety features we have now, if we had the amount of people driving back in 1970 that we do now, we'd have a lot more deaths automotive rated wise than we would today with today's vehicles.
Couldn't agree more.
So there's a lot of lives saved by the safety features put on, especially mainly airbag curtains, pretensioners and seat belts, all these great things, the shoulder belt that they added in over time. They do save a lot of lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And also the external visibility of a car so that pedestrians don't walk out in the street in front of it and things like that in the dark, you know.
Yes, the pedestrian detection and all that stuff.
Yeah, that has been added to the car, so we're not running over people on the sidewalk anymore.
Rats. So I'm just joking.
Good thing. Exactly. So anyway, folks, we're going to talk a little bit more about safety features on cars, the best safety features and everything else here shortly. We're going to take our first break real quick here. You are listening to FM 96.1 in North County and AM 1170 San Diego, The Answer, and Auto Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. Always good to be here with you. Always good to be talking cars. You having a good morning this morning?
An excellent morning, Brian. How are you having, or how are you doing this
I'm
morning?
Above outstanding,
can
as
I,
always.
Can I take a take two, or are we live?
We are live oh, as
gosh,
we want to be.
That coffee hasn't kicked in the slightest.
Yeah, you were quite tired last week. Yeah. You got tired again?
Yes, very, very tired.
I told you having a child. Are you guys having a second one here soon?
No, she wants to. I honestly,
Russell keeps you tired, doesn't he? It's like chasing around a ball of energy. Yeah, am I right?
Gosh, yes, absolutely.
A little feller. How old is Russell now?
He's 1.5 years old.
Yeah, perfect age. He's just running everywhere. Well,
yeah, and he's got, and at least we taught him manners. So every time I'm sleeping and I have the door closed, I hear knock knock, and then I'll before entry. So at least that's manners, but it's very loud no matter what.
So you're not sleeping anymore, are you? No. No, not at that point. Yes, Russell, what do you want? Can he open the door?
Yes, he can.
Oh, geez.
And usually he'll come in for breakfast. He'll go, nah, nah, and that will be banana. Okay. Oh, so you want a banana. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
No, just eat it. Let me sleep.
Eat it. Let me go back to sleep. Doesn't really work that way, does it?
No.
Then you end up with banana in your ear or something. Where he's...
Or I slip on the banana peel, one of the two.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, having young children is always fun. Yeah. Always fun. So good stuff, though. Good stuff. Wouldn't trade it for the world. I had so much fun with my son, Zach. I had custody of him. He lived with me 90% of the time. His mom lived back in the Midwest. So he was so much fun, though. We do things together all the time. And, you know, I laugh. There's a country music song where he's talking about his daughter in the back seat, you know, and the things that she sees out the window while he's driving. You know, as an adult, you're concentrating on your life or what you're doing or driving, which you should be. Don't be running into things, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the song, she's asked questions like, why did God put a stinger on a honeybee? Why did, you know, what did you see that dog run by? Dad, did you, you know, so she's going through all these things, and it brings back memories to when you have a little one and they're first talking and they're sitting in their car seat and they can see out the window, you know, they observe everything.
They do.
But they're like little sponges because they're taking it all in, you know, which is super cool.
It's amazing.
So,
it's amazing.
So that's why it's good fun to go on a drive, you know.
What you just described, did you hear Luke Combs' last album last year? Fathers and Sons.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful album. All of it has to do with just him basically raising his son that he has right now. And his son's not even, I think his son's almost the same age. Maybe it's just a little bit older than Russell. But already the experiences he's going through already at just like 2 or 3 years old.
And
I'm relating to it already. And not to mention, I can also relate to it just the fact with my father and him raising me and that stuff. So really, really nice album.
2 to 13 was about the best years.
Yeah,
seriously, he was my sidekick. He went everywhere with me. He chatted, you know, we laughed together, you know. He was goofy, you know, which I'm sure Russell will have his goofy times and stuff.
Does
like
he
that.
Ever?
Yeah. So my point is it was just really good times. And then they become teenagers and they want to hang out with their friends and stuff like that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Those stories are true. But still, even while he was a teenager, we had some good times. I took Zach on some really cool trips that we did. You know, we used to do a lot of high adventure trips, like Alaska whitewater canoeing,
nice.
As far as that.
Did you get to see the Northern Lights during that time,
oh,
too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. Good.
Yep, I've been up to Fairbanks several times in the summer, and it don't get dark. Also,
Dave, when he told me about his trip to Alaska, the number one thing that caught his attention was the amount of salmon that was just everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, everywhere.
So we like canoed Birch Creek and all that. We didn't see anybody for 8 days, but besides the people that were with us. Mm-hmm. But like in the water's crisp and clean, right? Most of it is snow melt is what creates most of it.
Yes.
But you can see the big salmon like swim. You're like, holy smokes, look at the size of that fish.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Oh, you know? I believe it. I believe it.
It was funny. We had cut, we cut through a direction. We took a little side tributary to go around that came back into the main river. And why we were a canoe and we were just kind of floating along. And here come a beaver. Swam right up next to the canoe and swam right along with it for a ways. Yeah, Zach was like, my son Zach was like, check it out, Dad, there's a beaver right there. I was like, yeah, I know. He's just swimming along. And every now and then he'd slap the water with his tail. Well, he's telling the other beavers what's going on. That's how they communicate.
Yeah.
So, so very interesting. I mean, it's great to get out there and see stuff like that. But Alaska is big and beautiful. There's a lot there.
Absolutely.
But trips like that were great. Me and Zach canoed into the Quitico, which is right outside of Ely, Minnesota, into Canada.
Okay.
Land of a million lakes up there, and jumped from lake to lake to lake. We did that for 12 days once.
Wow.
It was super fun. Nice. And then a lot of rock climbing, a lot of backpacking, all kinds of fun stuff. So those are the memories that you'll never forget, man.
I'm going to have to take a trip to Alaska.
Well, you're going to have to do a lot of things.
Yeah, but you don't will see me be. Next week, you'll know where me and Russell are probably.
Well, I don't think I take Russell canoeing at 1.5 down a river in Alaska. But, probably you not. Know, you might want to wait till he's about 12.
Something like that.
Okay, there you go. It'll be perfect. So all good stuff. Anyway. That's just going down memory lane there, folks, as we do. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks up there in North County for over 32 years. Long time. Longer than Brendan's been alive, almost. So, actually longer than you've been alive, huh?
That's right. I'm 29.
Oh, so. Okay. Yeah, I thought you were. Yep. Good stuff there. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there for over 12 years. And so you were a teenager when that one opened.
Yep, I would have been in Virginia during that time.
You were? You lived in Virginia?
Yes. Oh. Most of my life I was in Virginia because Navy brat. So.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
All right. Your dad gave... 20 or 30 years?
30 years.
Oh, wow.
Over 30 years, yeah.
What did your dad retire as?
Chief Warrant Officer, I want to say. Oh,
CWO 1, 2, 3, 4?
I think it was 4.
Oh, that's the highest you can go as a CWO. Yeah, exactly. Oh, good deal. I didn't know that. Tell your dad I said thank you for the service to this great country.
Absolutely.
That's awesome stuff. But yes, West El Cajon Automotive Transmission out in East County, 844 North Johnson Avenue, AAA approved, as I said. Taking care of folks out there for over 12 years. West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified. Taking care of folks for well over 7 years at that location. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in East Game Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks right there in the Golden Triangle across from where we're sitting for over 5 years now. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, North County Coastal. AAA approved. Taking care of folks up there for coming up on 2 years now. Some really good stuff. For some reason, every time I open a new store, it's in May. I don't know why. Mm. It just happens that way. Mm. It's a good month to open a store.
Did you, I bet when you said, you know, maybe I should, maybe I should open up a store.
Yeah. Well, all of them have been May except for Escondido, which was in August of 1993.
You just wanted to throw a curveball in that first one. So, yeah. And then the rest are all fastballs.
The rest are all fastballs. All good stuff.
Yeah.
All of us at West Automotive Group come together to give you Auto Talk Radio because we all believe in the same philosophy. Never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. What that means is we never recommend a service or repair on your vehicle. We wouldn't recommend on our own family members' vehicles. So we're here to take care of you like you are family, for sure. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. Ask one of my managers or service consultants helping you at the West Automotive Group about this, and they'll get you a West Automotive Group card. And you can use it anytime you want, and you save 6 months no interest. It's like using cash. So good stuff. You can also get in and take advantage of a diagnosis with us, whether it be our CertiCare transmission diagnosis, drivability diagnosis, cooling system diagnosis, AC diagnosis, no matter what it is. And we talk about this continuously. The best money ever spent is the money you spend on a diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility. Will save you so much money in the long run. You just need to do it without question. So get it in. We'll get it diagnosed for you. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. From the West Automotive Group, you can also follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. Just go to westautomotivegroup.com and click on one of the buttons to follow, and you'll be right there. Also, you can check out where I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5, our YouTube channel right off of westautomotivegroup.com. You can make appointments to get your vehicle in, serviced, and repaired. You can also check out Auto Talk Radio segments where we put them up there on our page also. If you want to get them on the go, though, you can check out, all you got to do is go to AM 1170 at any of these podcast to go to weekend shows, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. All good stuff. You can take us with you on the fly, because talking about cars is fly.
I haven't heard that term in years. Wow.
No. Put that like in 1980s, huh?
Put that in the record books.
Yeah, put that one in the record books for sure, for sure. So were you going
to
add something?
I was going to add about the safety features. So that's okay, cool. Exactly that's what
where
we're talking
back
about.
To.
Yeah. Two things. One, there's one safety feature I just don't agree with, and I want to take your take on it. And then there's one that has mixed opinions. I personally like it, but I have some family members of mine that just aren't a fan of it. So parking assist. That's the one that my family members are not a fan of it. I like it personally. It takes the hassle and the stress out of me for parking a car. And
you mean where it beeps at you?
That,
or you mean automatic parking?
Automatic parking, specifically.
Well, you
yeah.
can buy yourself a new electric Hummer and it'll crab walk right into the parking spot.
Have you
spot
seen
for
those? Yeah. I personally think it's, personally, on the outside, it looks stupid, but I have tried it out. It's amazing. It really is.
The crab walk thing?
Yeah, oh, it's yeah, amazing. Yeah. I love it. Super cool concept. I can't deny it's amazing. It feels so cool.
And a lot of electric vehicles these days have my friend Ron has an EQS Mercedes.
Okay.
It has four-wheel steering. So when it goes into a corner, it will actually steer the rear wheels too. I mean, it doesn't like crank like the front ones do.
Yeah.
But it does slightly turn and makes it so the car grips the road and rounds the corner quicker, easier, faster.
Okay. So I'm guessing that's something you have to practice with and get used to.
Does it on its own.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, never
car
mind.
Car does it
okay.
itself, yeah.
I was going to say, because it definitely took me a while with the crab wheels, for sure. It felt very strange. Yeah, because it felt very strange. I'm looking this way, or I'm looking this way, and I'm not turning and I barely turn my wheels enough to do that, or I don't need to turn the wheels often, and it just slides that way instead. Yep. So
isn't
it's
cool?
it's very mentally kind of weird, but once you get used to it, it's really, really
well,
cool.
And the cool thing, I mean, there are some cars too that when you say park assist, it will park for you. You just hit the park button and some people like that, some people don't.
Yeah. So, and then
I want to know if it ever runs into things.
I haven't heard. I'll look it up for sure.
I think the park assist though, where it beeps at you and all that is it might be annoying, but I tell you what, I've seen... I have a habit of being in my truck and like going somewhere and I'll park and I'm talking on the phone, usually during the week in business, you know, and I'll just sit in my truck with it running, talking, park, and I'm watching people pull in and out of someplace. I watched a young girl, I won't say what parking lot I was in, but she goes wham and nails the car behind her trying to get out. So she pulls forward a little bit and she backs up. She goes wham. She nails it one more time. And then she stops and gets out of the car and walks around back and looks like she knew she was hitting the car, right? She looks at it. Then she looks around. She don't see me. I'm just sitting in my truck. I'm across the parking lot. And then she gets back in the car. Wham! She nails it one more time. And then she pulls out.
I thought she learned her lesson.
No, I was like, holy smoke. Did you not see that car behind you? And then you must have, because you got out and looked at it. Like you knew you hit it. So she apparently did not have parking assist. See, I think that would have helped her a lot. She could have stopped when it started really beeping versus just ramming into the car.
It's true.
Just going to say. But anyway.
I got some news for you here.
Do you?
Yeah. It says here that there have been no accidents due to the automatic parallel parking here. So some kind of technology is definitely keeping them safe. So
it's working. That's working.
Interesting. Although it does say here, still in America, only 1 in 4 people in America are trusting that service. Others aren't still trustworthy enough to do it totally.
And you got to have a little common sense. So I'll give you a prime example about safety things.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the T cars for a second here.
Go for it.
But when he one of the things about him is he tries all that stuff out and he wants it to work, right?
Of course.
And he gets on his engineers bad if it don't work. There was a spot where he'd get on the road all the time driving and the car would ditch off to the right. And he couldn't figure out, like, what in the heck is this thing doing? Kept going at the engineers. They couldn't figure it out. They didn't know. Then he shut down this part of the freeway. He got them to shut it down. They repainted the lines. It was the paint lines.
Oh, okay.
Car drove perfectly fine after that through it. You got to be very careful with that. So I had a friend that put a car on automatic drive going down the road, and it was on a 2-lane road, not the freeway. The freeways here in California are pretty good. The lines are done, everything's there, you know, you can use your self-driving or your self-driving assist or whatever you want to call it. The white line on the outside then on this road, as you're going along, all of a sudden the line went right into an asphalt curb and stopped. Oof. Oh yeah, it ripped a nice hole in his tire.
Oh jeez.
But the manufacturer will tell you, you're supposed to be paying attention. That's not this. The cars don't drive themselves.
It's true.
So
it's true.
That way they're not liable for that. But so we've seen that happen. Mm-hmm. So you got to be very careful with some of these features.
Yeah.
You know, the car won't. There's been people that have died in Teslas because they just think that they'll drive themselves to where you want to go. You know, and they're not paying attention.
I saw a video this week where a guy went into I guess you can call it an Uber, but it was a self-driving one, and he got picked up inside the parking lot. And because there's no lines in the parking lot, the car got confused and just started circling the parking lot over and over. And
he couldn't get out?
Yeah, he was like, he called the Uber help center. He's like, guys, I've been driving in a circle for the past 10 minutes. I just want to get out and get in a different car. And they're like, oh, I will get the assist mode on. Wait, you have an assist mode? Oh, it was hilarious. So hopefully the guy made it out okay.
I hope so. Cheesy Pete's, man.
So personally, I have driven with cars with the head-up display.
Uh-huh.
If you don't, for those who
on
don't
the
know,
windshield.
Exactly. So
that's great stuff.
Oh, you like this because I personally find it a very big distraction.
But you can turn it off.
I know, but it's just an unnecessary feature in my opinion. For those who don't know,
it's really great for long trips.
Okay.
Things like that.
Yeah, I've only done it on, I would say longest trip is 20 minutes tops, okay. So it's not very long. But yeah, for those who don't know, it shows like, there's like a mirror and a light display underneath, and it'll show onto your windshield, so only the driver sees this. But it shows your mile per hour, your gas mileage, and how hot your engine's running at that time too. So whatever's on your dashboard, basically, below.
Yeah.
But I personally think it's a huge distraction because of the light situation. I usually turn it off, but that
works better
feature.
In the dark, like you're traveling at nighttime. Yeah.
And I have done that before too, but I just still find it a very big distraction while I'm driving. I see a blue light come up. Mine's blue, or at least the one I was driving at the time. Mm-hmm. So I turn it off and I just use the old fashioned looking at the speedometer in that way and see if I'm speeding or not and all that stuff. So but otherwise
just floor it and go for it.
Blind spot cameras are amazing. I always need them. Reverse cameras are now they legally have to build those in every single car from this point on. That's a great feature to have too on top of that. So I'm okay with the lane keep assist. I do feel bad for that one, our very first caller of Auto Talk Radio on AM 1130. I still feel bad for her, so hopefully she fixed that situation. It was an older lady. She was 96.
Uh-huh.
And she was driving down the road where the construction was like this, where the lines were swerving. And the car couldn't recognize it. So it kept saying for her to get a cup of coffee because she's
that's
tired.
Right. Yeah.
And so she would keep getting a cup of coffee. And recently a doctor said, so your caffeine levels are really sky high. You really need to stop.
The car keeps telling me. It's just a little coffee cup. But... yeah, if you do, most cars these days will notify you if you're if you swerve several times.
Of course, yes.
And things. But you're right. If it's on the, that mode and somebody's, have you ever drove down a road and the lines are all messed up, you know? Yeah.
In that case,
you wonder what that guy was doing when he was painting the lines.
I imagine, do you remember in the movie Cars? I know this is kind of a kid's reference, but he was retarring the road and he's like, wait, if I get this done faster, then I can be out of here quicker. So he speeds it up and the roads are just so wobbly and shaky. It's terrible. Yeah.
Well, there you go. One of those things for sure. But yeah, no, lots of great features. I mean, as far as safety wise these days that really do help. You know, they even have enhanced visibility on some cars that use infrared that sees outside of your headlights to advise you of something in the road or something as you're driving.
Absolutely.
Because you can't see it at that point, but it'll notify you prior to getting there. Big help.
And the overhead camera, I love that idea to make sure that every single spot of you is, when you're right before you pull out, is completely clear. I love that idea. And it's so accurate, too. I'm very impressed with that part.
It is. It is. And so, very good stuff for sure. Yeah, reverse backup sensor. You were talking about that, which is kind of parking assist. The closer you get to something, the more frequent the beeps get. And this technology is not that costly. That's cheaper than the rear view camera. The sensors are, they're not that expensive, but they do definitely help with parking. For sure. As learner drivers, the blind spot warnings is super important, like you were talking about. We do have lane change avoidance where you could turn on and off. Do you lane departure?
Yes.
Do you have that on your vehicle?
Not on this particular vehicle. I got basically the basic package of everything here when it comes to safety stuff. But I do have other vehicles that my family owns that I get to drive from time to time, and they have these certain features that you're talking about too. Mm-hmm. So I have a very, very experienced. And again, like I said, the only one that I don't like specifically is, again, that heads up display, but like you said, you could turn off all these things if you don't like. If you don't like the parking assist beeping, personally, there's a button on the side usually that you could just turn it.
And lane departure also. Some cars do it differently. The steering wheel will vibrate.
Yes.
Or your seat will vibrate. You know, but I have that turned off on my vehicle because the only way to prevent it from vibrating is to turn on your turn signal before you. But you know, on the freeways here, I don't always use my turn signal going from one lane to another.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you probably should.
Yes, but
now I'm probably gonna get it.
And besides, they've also had the rumble strips too on the sides of the roads. That helps quite a bit too. That's a major, major fix.
Call that
roads.
Driving by braille.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was a major help for a lot of people because before that. Everyone, there was a lot of people sleeping behind the wheel, and then they would get into accidents, and most of the time it'd be fatalities based on those accidents. So
correct.
To have those implemented in almost all roads, it's fantastic.
Well, here's a great feature, the electronic stability control. It's been around for several years. You may not think much of, about this because it's been around, but the technology corrects a swerving vehicle by applying brakes on an individual wheel. So if a vehicle swerves well, it'll to straighten the vehicle out, which prevents running off the road, you know, things like that. Individuals, giving drivers a chance to regain control without overcorrecting. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes people overcorrect and flip
and then they start,
Yep. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says this technology reduces single vehicle fatal crashes by 50%.
Wow.
Single vehicle fatal, you know, where you run off the road, flip over, something like that, by 50%. Electronic stability control is a required standard feature on all models after 2012.
I was about to ask you that, if it was required at this point.
That one's required. It has to be on all vehicles.
Great.
So, since 2006, all passenger vehicles have been made with advanced frontal airbag systems. That's not when they first started using airbags, but advanced now frontal airbag systems. Automatically detect the size and position of the passenger and the severity of the crash, and can use the information to vary the force to which the airbags inflate. Mm-hmm. So they can change the amount of force the air comes at. Yeah. So a hard on, head on crash, you're going to get a full airbag deployment, right?
Right.
But a 35 mile an hour bump, it may not come out as hard. So it's all good stuff, right? Most newer cars also have side impact bags, which they do, you know, that come out of the door.
Yes.
To keep you from hitting your head on the window or
whatever.
It
happened exactly to my mom when she got into an accident.
She walk away without any problems?
But besides, the only thing specific was burnt hands because they had to pop the airbags to get her out of the vehicle. But the vehicle was completely totaled. There was a street racer, and the street racer collided with my mom on the highway there. So, but I can't even imagine if those side bags didn't deploy her, she would be even more scarred and more injured. So I'm very, very blessed.
She may have got the burns on her hands would be from the deployment of the airbag.
Oh, sorry, the deployment. Yeah, not getting here. No, I'm sorry, I misspoke there.
Yeah. And they never stay inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Once they boom, then
they start deflating. Yeah,
they don't hold the air.
I misspoke. Sorry about that. Yeah,
that's all right. It's all good.
Take two.
I think you meant well. Yes. I think you meant well.
Yes, yes.
But also, you know, doors and windows of the airbags. Cars offer them in the rear seats too. Increasingly, automakers are offering innovation airbag technologies in different areas of the vehicle. Ford has inflatable seat belts.
I did not know that actually. So
Scion has a rear window airbag.
That one I didn't know. I didn't know about the Ford seatbelt. I'm going to have to look that one up to see what they look like, the seatbelt airbags, because that sounds quite interesting. I mean, definitely, again, adding a lot more in terms of safety for sure, but I wonder how it deploys. I got to look that up.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of really great new technology for sure
that's doing
things to help folks.
See, I do worry about the future when it comes to like the EV vehicles and stuff, but when it comes to the safety features in vehicles, I am seeing nothing but bright futures for the auto industry as it keeps going on, and we're going to be even more protected out there from things that'll happen out there. So I'm very, very excited for the future of the safety of vehicles myself personally. So very, very cool stuff today for sure.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Yeah, and there's things coming, like autonomous braking is a major step in preventing collisions on the road, uses a mix of sensors on the vehicle. That's kind of what you were talking about. You can run right up on somebody and the car will brake for you. If it doesn't prevent the crash, it will lessen it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Door exit warnings. You go to, something's coming up on you and it, you know, like a cyclist coming by before you open the door.
Yes.
Picks those things up. Good stuff there. Saves the cyclist and you. You don't want to be clipping a bicyclist with your door. Alert drivers to a beeper flash before they open on overtaking traffic, such as a bicyclist or a car really close to you. So important stuff, you know. Blind spot warnings, we talked a bit about those, but good stuff. All right, folks, you're listening to FM 96.1 in North County and AM 1170 San Diego, The Answer, here in San Diego. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. Man, this hour is flying by, Brendan.
I always
have a great time.
I literally just turned my head to the clock. I was like, wow, we only got that much time left. That's it.
I know. We're going to be done here.
We're going to sound like car auctioneers here on this segment.
Hey, I do want to remind everybody, Interstate Batteries is one of the sponsors here of Auto Talk Radio. Interstate Batteries is a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock any other automotive related battery at the West Automotive Group because they are the number one worldwide technician recommended battery for automobiles for sure. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on West Automotive Group and get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, Check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need, for sure. So we've been talking about vehicle safety features and issues, things like that. You know, we talked about electronic stability control, great stuff. Airbags, amazing. Parking assist, side view assist, where it shows your blind spots in that. Rear view camera, enhanced visibility, which is laser. Lane departure warning systems, which I think are great to keep you from running over one place to another and causing issues with folks. So, yeah, we could talk about this for a long time, but we're going to run out of time here real quick. So, and then Brendan's going to be saying, hey, get off the air.
I'm going to be knocking on that window there.
Knocking on the window there again, like a little rustle outside the door. Like, get up.
Knock, knock.
I need a banana. I need a nanner. Somebody give me a banana, please. Anyway, all good stuff. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show today. Yeah, the Ford collision avoidance, they say, helps avoid as many as 1.2 million crashes each year, removed or mitigated.
I believe it. One last thing, this might seem so simple, but I'm glad that people are starting to get less into touchscreens now. I feel like touchscreens have been a huge cause of a lot of auto accidents out there, and they're going back to actual manual buttons to everything again. So I'm very happy on that part, too. Yeah.
They're going back to manual buttons?
Yeah. Hyundai, they are backtracking their touchscreen stuff, and they're going to be reintroducing buttons for their infotainment centers. So, and I couldn't agree more to that because, again, being able to just manually do it feels much more safer than reaching over.
I usually use the stuff that's on my steering wheel for it all.
That too.
Which is, there's the buttons too. But I mean, yeah, but it just works better. You don't have to take your hand over there and look at that.
Absolutely.
You can look at your dashboard while you do it.
Yeah. So, either way, again, I'm just very happy with, again, the safety, the future safety of the vehicles and to see where else technology will take us for those safety measures.
It's going to keep getting better and they're going to keep coming up with great stuff.
Again, I'm scared about EVs and their future, but safety-wise, though, for most vehicles out there, not a chance scared at all. I'm very, very happy where the direction we're going to in those areas.
I think we'll keep getting better.
I agree.
Hey, everybody. Appreciate you joining us here for Auto Talk Radio this Saturday. We'll be back live next Saturday, as always. You know, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Be safe out there. Until next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer 1170.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.